So good afternoon, everybody. Is this, we have anybody here, is this their first time? We got several. So I hope you really like it because we got a lot of ladies here that this is, what, our 16th year? How many have been with us the whole time? Anybody? We've got a few back here. So we must do something right because they keep coming back. Well, we're really thankful that you're here, and I do want to welcome you. And for those who don't know me, I am Diana Zion. Almost everybody calls me Di, but you can call me whatever you want. It's okay. And today we are going to have Brenda and Aaron, and we thank Myrna, too. We're all kind of working on this today, so we really hope you like it, and we really hope you enjoy the luncheon, too. So I will start out in prayer first, okay? Father God, we're just so thankful to be here today and that we can give you all the glory and honor. And we thank you, Lord, for answered prayers that our basement wasn't flooded. And we're just thankful for the ladies that are here. Thank you for watching over them. And I just pray we have a very blessed day and let us just glorify you. Because anytime we're in your house, Lord, we just give you the glory. We just want to glorify you and just, we love you. We're so thankful you love us. We thank you for this day and this opportunity to fellowship along with these ladies and just to have some fun. Life is fun. It's short, and we're so thankful for all that you give us and bless us with. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Okay. Oh, there it is. I'm like, where'd it go, Brenda? You moved it on me. Okay, I have a poem to read for you. Listen. Is that music that I hear that brings such pleasure to my ear? Oh, the joys and peace it brings when from the silence wave notes stream. We sing worship songs to God above about his hope, peace, joy, and love. There are ballads about the days of old. From age to age, the story told. There are anthems that we sing with pride, with fellow patriots by our side. There's music in a baby's cry, hushed by a mother's lullaby. Some call twang in the country song, but you can't help but sing along. A symphony far from mundane stirs up feelings words can't explain. There's classical, blues, jazz, or rock. There are some called music and some do not. There's music with a special beat that makes you want to tap your feet. Want music when you're on the go? Just tune in on your radio, in your car or in your home, when you're with friends or all alone. Music revs us up, some calms us down, can leave a smile where once a frown. God always wants to be a part, so he puts music in your heart. There's rhythm in the swaying trees. There's melody in the hum of bees. There's harmony in the birds of spring. All joined together, even nature sings. Yes, there is music in the air. There is music everywhere. Just listen.
So if this seems disjointed or anything today, it's been my wish for a long time that there would be more than one speaker and more than one participant in this as we go along. And I just want to thank anyone who has touched any part of this get together, especially thank God for giving people the ability to touch this program. I want to tell you today that I am a sinner, and it's only by the grace of God that I can stand up here and talk to you today. See, you all know I'm a sinner. That was a really loud amen. I'm surprised you didn't stand up. Okay, when the title of music was chosen, I immediately thought of the song, "In My Heart There Rings a Melody." It's a melody of love. My ears hear the melody, my mouth say the words, and my heart feels the meaning of the song. But do I feel that song in my heart all the time? I have many examples where I am impatient or unforgiving of my brothers and sisters in Christ or in the world in general. And I'm sure if I gave you the opportunity, you all could name some, but so I'm not, okay? Heart and mind music should engage both your emotions, your heart, and your mind, your understanding. With God's word heart-centered and always focusing on God, singing and making a melody in your heart to the Lord. With our hearts, minds, and emotions, we will, and people will, see the reflection of our souls. In Ephesians 5:19, it says, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making a melody to the Lord with your heart. This verse encourages believers to use music as a form of expression in their faith and suggests that internal attitude of gratitude is more important than musical skill, which if you ever count the wrong notes I play up here, you'll know that I'm very grateful for any talent, but I could use a little more musical skill. Just as there's harmony in the body between the heart and the mind, there's harmony in music. I want you all just to answer freely about what is the most difficult instrument to play. Any of them? Yeah. Any in particular? Now.
I can play the kazoo.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm trying to learn how to play the flute, and because the mouth part of it is different than my saxophone, I won't even get a sound out of it. I took like a year of piano, and you don't want to see that disaster. But Leonard Bernstein said, the second fiddle, if no one plays it, there's no harmony. How many times do I not want to settle for being number two and play the part, the second part of a song to make harmony? All throughout the Bible, it talks about harmony. The history of music in the Bible begins in Genesis and goes all the way through Revelations. I chose two more scriptures that discuss music. I want you to not just hear the words, but to feel the words. In Psalms 101, and I am sure you can all say that with me, make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. This verse emphasizes the joy of worship through music. In Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. This highlights the role of music in teaching and community worship. Music that focuses on God brings communities together. I have two examples of this that I would like to share with you. When I was 16, I boarded a plane and flew to Haiti with approximately 20 other Pennsylvania Baptist youth, who I really didn't know, hardly any of them. We had to speak at a worship service, and there were 2,000 people there. There was a roof, but there were no sides, so you could fill a lot of people. And when we had to give our little message, we spoke through an interpreter But the thing that brought us together, even though we had different color skin, different culture, was the music. We sang in English, they sang in Creole, which is one of the dialects of Haiti, and we all came together. It was like I knew those people forever. And then the second example is when Ray and I went to Nicaragua and El Salvador. And it was a little different for me because I had had Spanish in school, and I had the Spanish version of How Great Thou Art. So when we sang that, I sang Spanish. Ray didn't. He only learned a few phrases, and I'm sure you can all guess what it was. ¿Dónde está el baño? Where is the bathroom? That is the phrase that he learned before we went to El Salvador and Nicaragua. But we were at the hacienda, and at the hacienda, we sang How Great Thou Art. A lot of people in Spanish, and some of our group in English. And the two things that I learned from both experiences, I thought I knew what poor people were. I thought I knew about people who didn't have much or didn't have anything. I learned that I didn't know that. These were the poorest people that I have ever seen in my life. They were poor in material possessions, but they could make a joyful noise, and they were grateful for what the Lord had given them. Now, you may say, I cannot sing or create music, but God said, make a joyful noise. And you know what? When God tells you to make a joyful noise, God provides a way. The story of Fanny Crosby, she wrote, it's debatable how many songs. Some say over 700, some say over 1,000. The most familiar for me was Blessed Assurance, and it's in our hymnals. Writing over 700 songs is amazing enough. But when she was 6 weeks old, she was blinded because of the improper treating of an infection in her eye. She and her family could have been bitter, but she took God's gift and provided music for all of us. From the Healing Power of Music from September 16th issue, Psalms 43, he put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord. And in this case, fear, as in many cases, means respect the Lord. And put their trust in him. Music is a gift from God that speaks to the heart when words fall short. Whether it's a hymn of praise, a song of hope, or an instrumental tune, music reflects the beauty and love of our Creator, gently reminding us that his presence always surrounds us. Go outside in the spring. Our birds are kind of noisy, but it is music. But you go outside, and there you have that music. Music has the power to heal wounds we cannot see, calming restless minds and lifting weary spirits. My prayer is, Lord, may the songs you place on my heart draw me closer to you. When I was in eighth grade, I accepted Jesus as my Savior. Just as we celebrated Easter, his death and his resurrection, I accepted the living Jesus into my heart, mind, and soul. The song, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, come in today, come in to stay, come into my heart, Lord Jesus. The song, though, that has influenced me and rings through my mind and heart is the song that I walk with God, a song with powerful words and music. Lyrics to I Walk with God are written by Mario Lanza, and the music is written by Paul Francis Webster and Nicholas Brodowski. And I want to thank Myrna for her beautiful version of playing it. I'm not going to try to sing it because you would find that wasn't a joyful noise. But with Myrna playing it, it will be a joyful noise, and I will read the words to it. So listen to the song and the words to guide your life. These words have been guiding my life probably before the eighth grade, but they continue to guide my life. I walk with God from this day on. His helping hand I'll lean upon. This is my prayer, my humble plea. May the Lord be ever with me. There is no death, though eyes grow dim. There is no fear when I'm near to Him. I'll lean on Him forever, and He'll forsake me never. He will not fail me. As long as my faith is strong, whatever road I may walk along, I'll walk with God. I'll take His hand. I'll talk with God. He'll understand. I'll pray to Him each day to Him, and He'll hear the words that I say. His hand will guide my throne and rod, and I'll never walk alone while I walk with God. You know, you can really tell if it is a good piece of music when you get the chills. And I got the chills with Myrna playing that song. Thank you so much. And thank you to Sharon, too. We had some back and forth this week with people's availability. So I want to thank actually everyone who helped in any way. This song, I Walk With God, has been with me for years. You should see the music. It's stained. I had to put it in plastic for poor Myrna because it was a mess. The song is uplifting and spiritual message. It emphasizes our faith, guidance, and trust in God throughout life's journey. Using your heart, mind, and soul as you sing the words. That song means so much to me. Erin will be our next speaker, who will share her thoughts on music.
Thank you. Okay. Hello. My name is Erin Kanofsky. I know many of you, and I hope that some of you recognize me. I've always been the person doing the raffle tickets on the way down. So if you've ever won, you're welcome. If you haven't, please keep coming back. We love to have you, hopefully for more than just the raffle. This year's theme, as we've talked about, is music. I've been involved with music my entire life, from listening to classic rock in the car with my dad, to playing at school. I took private piano lessons for 10 years, played clarinet through school band for 7 years, and sang soprano in school choir for 6 years. My brothers did baseball and other sports, and my dad claims the only instrument he can play is the radio. So I was really the odd one out in my family. So when Brenda came to me and asked me to speak for today's luncheon, she asked me to pick a song I care about and talk about it. That felt impossible because so many songs from everywhere, not just the hymnals here at the church, but all over, mean so much to me. Asking a musician to pick one song is like asking an artist to pick one painting or sculpture, or a gardener to pick one plant. Or like asking me which salad downstairs is my favorite, I can't give you one answer. I have a big plate for a reason. But then I really felt like God put one song on my heart to talk about today. This song originated from a poem written in 1885 by a Swedish pastor named Carl Baberg. That's 141 years old. The poem translated to, "Oh, great God." Let me read it for you. "Almighty God, when I behold the wonder of nature's beauty, wrought by words of thine, and how thou leadest me from what realms up yonder, sustaining earthly life with love benign. With rapture filled, my soul thy name would laud, Almighty God, Almighty God. When I behold the heavens in their vastness, where golden ships in azure issue forth, where sun and moon keep watch upon the fastness of changing seasons and of time on earth. With rapture filled, my soul thy name would laud, Almighty God, Almighty God. When crushed by guilt of sin before thee kneeling, I plead for mercy, for grace and peace. I heal thy balm and all my bruises healing. I feel my soul is filled, my heart is set at ease. With rapture filled, my soul thy name would laud, Almighty God, Almighty God. And when at last the mists of time have vanished, and I in truth my faith confirmed shall see, upon the shores where earthly ills are banished, I'll enter, Lord, to dwell in peace with thee." I chose the song, "How Great Thou Art." You may have picked up some of the correlation between the song and the poem. For example, the final verse, "When Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and then proclaim, my God, how great thou art." That song has always spoken to my heart. It's literally in the lyrics, "Then sings my soul, my Savior." It's our hearts crying out to the Lord. How great thou art, how good is he, how good are his works, his majesty, his creation, how great is our God. There are many verses in the Bible that speak about how we should worship. But allow me to read this one to you. It's Psalms 150, it's the very last chapter of Psalms. "Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for his surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the timbrel and dancing. Praise him with the strings and pipe. Praise him with the crash of cymbals. Praise him with the resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Amen. Like in the song, "How Great Thou Art," in Psalms 150, we need to praise God for how good he is and how great all of his wonders are. We can't do that if our souls are focused on singing the praises of something or someone else. "What joy shall fill my heart" isn't talking about half of my joy focused on what I think is most important to me right now, because that can range from a lot of things. None of it matters if my heart is focused on the temporary. My heart belongs to God. If I claim to worship him and then half of my heart is focused on something else, then that's not fully praising him. It's like saying, "Yeah, God, I love you, but have you seen this new TV show? Or have you seen my grades? Ooh, God, have you seen this new promotion I got at work?" When we sit down to praise the Lord, we need to worship him, get our hearts in the right place, have our souls focused on him. Over the summer, I go to this Christian camp called Little Galley. It's in Clinton. You may have heard of it. And it's super large. Like, my legs feel like jello by how much walking I have to do at the end of the week. It kind of hurts just a little bit. I've been going as a camper there for years now, and have recently been going more often as a counselor helping junior high week. And if you've ever worked with junior hires, prayers are appreciated. Each year, we get a schedule. Now, it varies, of course, but something that never changed is the worship time. Little Gully has a lot of different camps. They have mother-daughter, father-son, they have fishing camp, they have horse camp, man camp, wilderness, paintball camp. They have so many camps. Each varies in length. Some are weekend, some are Sunday afternoon to Friday afternoon. But each and every single one of those have some form of worship time. I've been to weeks of camp where that means one person on a piano, one person on a guitar, another person on a drum. I've been to other weeks where it's like full flashy light show and a full band. But it isn't the setup that I love so much about worship time at camp. It's the energy. It's where my soul is taken, where my heart is focused. When you surround yourself with other Christ lovers and then sing as loud as you possibly can to a God that is so infinitely good, it feels like you can jump right through the clouds. Some get emotional. I've been brought to tears many times, sometimes to my knees, because the power behind the music is so intense, so all-consuming, that my heart is overwhelmed in the best way possible. Of course, every year there are those few campers who sit in the back and don't care about the worship or the message behind the entire week. They go to the zip line or the high ropes course. I will not do the high ropes course. It's too tall for me. But my favorite part of camp has always been and always will be worship time. When you're surrounded by that powerful of a presence, that intense of an emotion, it's often difficult for my soul to be anywhere but focused on God. Please don't get me wrong. None of us are perfect. There will be many times when you're trying to focus on God and your mind will stray. I'm not trying to call anyone out because I do it too. We are constantly being worked on by the Lord. Our lives are evolving. Isn't that what they call aging? Our lives don't stop until God calls us home. So our desire to worship with him with a heart in the right place also shouldn't stop. Let me end with this quote, an author unknown. Our lives are like an unfinished symphony, a work in progress that God is lovingly composing. In every note and pause, he is weaving a melody unique to each of us, filled with promise and hope. Trust in his timing and his craftsmanship, knowing that your life is a masterpiece in the making. Thank you.
Well, I can make a noise, but I don't know if you guys would think it was joyful, so I won't sing. I do want to say, before I close us with prayer, we would like for anybody who needs to use or has walkers or needs to use the chair lifts to get downstairs, get up after I pray and get ahead and get started. And the rest of us will stay back and we'll visit for a little bit and give them a chance to get down there, okay? Anybody have any questions? Okay, I will go ahead and close this with prayer. Father God, just thank you, thank you, thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to get together and to just worship you and just glorify you. And Lord, we just thank you for the speakers today, and we thank you for the ladies who are here. Thankful for their great, their success, they got here safely, and we pray everyone gets home safely. And just thank you for keeping us through the storms, and you keep us through all the storms, Lord, and we just need to turn to you at all times. And Lord, help us to make that joyful noise. Even when we're down, we can still make a joyful noise. And Lord, we just ask you now to bless this food and bless everyone who is here. And we just thank you. Thank you for your son, Jesus. And we love you, Lord. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.